This is a self-care snippet from the Worthy Mother podcast. As mothers, we need to prioritize our own care. Within this few-minute long episode, you will hear how our past guests prioritize their own self-care and some tips on how you can do the same. Let's get into it.
So this was a long process for me. So I just want to acknowledge that with anybody that's struggling right now. It doesn't happen overnight. First of all, I have a very defined and committed schedule, right? So from like 6:45 to about 7:30 when my husband takes my son to school, that time's for my son, right? We're getting dressed, we're getting breakfast. He's four. So he's still, you know, he's getting more independent. So it's just, that's defined from the time he leaves at 7:30 till the time I go pick him up from school at 3 o'clock. That's my time. And then when I pick him up at 3 o'clock, it's just, again, it's a switch in my head of like, now priority is him. So it's like, I feel like I know when I'm fully engaging and present with him and when it's my time. And I really try like not to mix the two, right? So I may feel guilty some days that he's there till three. And yes, I could pick him up at noon. I could. My job would allow me to, or I could pick him up at one, but I really try to stay committed to he's learning and he's with his friends and this is my time. And then when he goes to bed at seven, that's it. I'm off again and I'm back on to me. So first of all, is get yourself a schedule that you can commit to that feels good, where you know what you're committed to during those periods. The other thing that I found really helpful is just like for me having, you know, I have a workout plan or, you know, schedule again. I love journaling. I do it every morning. That's big for me. One of the things that I didn't think was going to be really important, but I just find it so nice, is like some type of like skincare routine. It sounds so silly even saying it, but it's like, there's something about it that makes like getting ready in the morning and getting ready for bed at night just like another moment that's just for me. Reading, I love to read. So my time for reading, for those of you that aren't really scheduled, I'm going to sound like a nightmare. I know it, but my time for reading is 7 till 7:30. Like that's that. My husband knows it. He doesn't even ask me what I want to watch on TV at that time. I'm reading. And then, you know, I have my own spiritual practices. So I pray, I meditate. I always do those in the morning and when I'm lying in bed at night, and those are always for me. And my husband knows that too, right? Like, don't talk to me when we lay down first thing in bed. Like I'm doing my thing. And, you know, for the most part, that's it. I try to say yes when I want to time to myself, in the sense of like, I might take a trip or two or a year, and they're not huge. They're like back home to visit my family. You know, it's not like they have to be exotic or anything, or it might be just like two nights somewhere with a girlfriend. When those options or opportunities come up, I remind myself that I get to say yes to, right? Things are for me too. They're not just, you know, my husband works and travels all the time. So they fly him, you know, first class, and he gets to golf and eat fancy dinners. And I'm like, those are for me too, right? And I allow myself those things here and there when they present themselves as opportunities, because it keeps my mindset in that place of like, success is for me. Good things are for me, right? God wants me to have pleasure and joy too. It's not just for everybody else. So I think those are some of the big things that I do.
I love it. The word that's standing out to me is boundaries. Like you have really defined the boundaries, not only for other people, right? They know that these are the times that you're going to do things, but for yourself. And that allows you to take care of yourself and also show up for the people in your life the way that you want. I also, did you say that you read from 7 to 7:30 after your son goes to bed?
Yeah.
That is genius. I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody doing that, but I always set the goal, like, which is probably part of the reason why reading, it falls off the plate a lot, but it's like read right before bed.
Oh
and
yeah.
It doesn't happen.
No, because I get stuck. I'm just like a normal human, right? I'm like everybody else. I get stuck either like in a TV show or like on my phone in some way. I'm just going to admit it. Like those are things that I'm not perfect at practicing yet, like being off of my phone or, but so I like reading is important to me and I love it. And so I do it first thing. Cause if I'm going to do it before I go to bed, I'm probably going to go to sleep.
It just doesn't happen. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get in bed and read.
I think I might implement that into my life. Cause I love reading. And that is something that I have just as a personal goal of like, I want to be reading more. I want to be reading for pleasure more. And that is such a, it's just such a, like a small little shift that makes it really a whole lot easier.
Yeah. It's just the first thing I do after he goes down before we even, like start watching. So we start, and that's the other thing. We're just schedule. It just works for us. Like our TV time starts at 8 p.m. That's it. I don't even like Zeke, my husband, could be like missing for, you know, between 7 and 8, and I wouldn't even be looking for him because I'd be like, oh, we start at 8.
Love
TV
it.
nine, we start at 8.
I love that. That is
and
awesome.
Before that time, him and I get to do what in that hour, whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
So it's just, I found what works for me and in my relationship and how to prioritize the things that are really important to me. And then, you know, allowing flexibility to that when you need to. Like, right, some days that, you know, things go off the track and that's okay. And other days, something really amazing comes up. Like you have an opportunity to go out for dinner with friends and get a babysitter, right? And then everything changes and that's fine too. But in general, keeping to a committed schedule for yourself, I just find that helps a lot.
Like what you heard? You can find the link to the full episode in the show notes and tune in for new episodes of the Worthy Mother podcast every Tuesday. You are worthy, Mama.